The previous couple of Mishnayos discussed which shofaros are valid to fulfill the mitzvah of shofar and Rosh Hashanah. It should be noted that the main mitzvah of shofar and Rosh Hashanah is not to blow the shofar, but rather to hear the shofar be blown. And this Mishnah will bring a few cases of ways and different methods and different places in which one blew the shofar, and whether the sound which was produced by blowing the shofar in this way would be valid for fulfilling the mitzvah of shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Hatukeh l'seich habor, one who blows the shofar inside a pit. L'seich hadus, or inside a dus, which is very similar to a pit. However, the pit itself is surrounded by stones, and it's got a wall all the way around it. It's not just the earth itself dug up, but it actually has proper walls inside the ground. Oseicha pitom, or inside a very large barrel. And one of the reasons why somebody might have blown the shofar in one of these ways was perhaps during a time where the non-Jewish nation who was ruling over them didn't allow them to keep certain mitzvahs, so they might have been doing it in hiding, and as such may have blown the shofar in this way. Be it as it may, imkol shofar shama, if he heard only the actual voice and the sound of the shofar itself, then yotza. But vimkol havar shama, but if he only heard the voice, the sound of an echo, the echo which was produced by the sound of the shofar, then lo yotza, he has not fulfilled his obligation because one needs to hear the shofar sound itself, and not the echo which is produced after the actual blowing of the shofar. The Gemara adds that anybody who is situated inside the pit or inside of this barrel, so he certainly does fulfill his obligation, because he certainly would have heard the actual sound of the shofar. Perhaps he also hears an echo after that, but he definitely did hear the actual sound of the shofar as well. Whereas the whole discussion of the mission over here is more referring to somebody who is outside of the pit or the barrel, and for him it depends which sound he hears. The mission now brings another similar case, where a shofar is blown, and some people who hear the shofar will fulfill the obligation, whereas others who hear exactly the same sound this time, it's not even a different sound, it's exactly the same sound, however he will not fulfill his obligation. So what's the case? V'chein mi sh'haya over achorbis hakneses. Similarly, one who is passing behind a shul, he's walking past the shul, or sh'haya basis somachorbis hakneses, or if his house was situated right next to the shul, and he's standing outside of the shul, or he's sitting in his house, v'shama kol shofar, and he hears the voice, the sound of the shofar being blown. A kol megillah, or the voice, the sound of the megillah being read on Purim. That's a mitzvah midrabbanon. Shofar, of course, is a mitzvah midoraisa. Says the Mishnah, kivin liboy. If he had the right intention in his heart, in his mind, to fulfill the obligation of the mitzvah, then yotza. He has indeed fulfilled the mitzvah, vimlav. But if not, if he doesn't intend to fulfill the mitzvah, he only just hears the plain sound, then lo yotza, he has not fulfilled his obligation. Afa pisha zeshoma v'zeshoma. Even though this person heard and this person heard, meaning whether they intended to fulfill the mitzvah or not, either way he heard the shofar. Nevertheless, ze kivin liboy v'ze lo kivin liboy. This one intended to fulfill the mitzvah, and this one did not intend to fulfill the mitzvah. And the simple understanding of the Mishnah is that it goes according to the opinion that mitzvahs tzriches kavana. There is a debate in a number of places throughout Shas whether one needs to intend to fulfill the mitzvah when performing the mitzvah in order to fulfill it. And according to this Mishnah, it seems that one does indeed need that kavana. However, it could be that what the Mishnah is saying is that you have to have intention to be performing that act. Even according to the opinion that you don't have to have intention to fulfill your mitzvah, they still agree that you have to have intention that you know what you're doing. So you have to realize that it's a shofar. You have to realize it's the Megillah and he's reading the Megillah. So that could be the intention of the Mishnah, that if he realizes what he is hearing, then fulfills his mitzvah, even if he doesn't actually intend to be fulfilling the mitzvah itself. But again, that would depend on the two opinions, whether mitzvah is tzriches kavana or not. Now, it should be noted that at least according to the simple understanding of the Mishnah, that it goes according to the opinion of mitzvah tzriches kavana, that one does need to intend to fulfill the mitzvah in order to fulfill it. The same applies for the person performing the mitzvah. Just like he needs to have the intention to fulfill the mitzvah, the one who is reading the Megillah or blowing the shofar, he also needs to intend that by his blowing and his reading of the Megillah, he is intending to fulfill the obligation of everybody who hears it. That's why the example of the Mishnah is specifically somebody who is next to a shul. So the person doing it in shul has the intention that anybody who is hearing it should fulfill their obligation. But if somebody overhears someone blowing a shofar for an individual, let's say, not in a shul for everybody to hear, So then he wouldn't fulfill his obligation, even if he has the intention to do so, since the one who is blowing the shofar or reading the Megillah would not have the intention. And we need the intention of both the person performing the act and the person who is fulfilling his obligation via that act.